A friend of ours is a Catholic person, and I was showing them the Ahmadiyya diary, and she was looking through the list. She was saying prayer, okay, I agree with prayer, fasting, well, I can see the logic in it. She got down to the list of predestination, and that was the one that sort of stuck in her throat, saying, well, if it's predestination,
what is the point of the above? You know, if everything's predestined, then, you know.
But what is predestination?
She was like fate. Predestination. That's what she was.
What he understand of predestination?
I suppose they were thinking that you know your life's pretty much mapped out.
But that has delivered me, and that question has told me something of which I was not aware before. I thought you come regularly to our question answer sessions, and you also attend Jumas and listen to my various sermons on various fundamental issues, where issue of destiny has been dealt with by me,
right,
at such length, in such depth, that after that you are telling me that you couldn't answer him.
Well, I answered.
It's amazing.
I try my best.
But if you had tried your best, it would have been impossible for you to feel, sort of defenseless in this. Mm. I assure you one thing. The issue of predestination is what must be decided. He is born in a certain circumstances, to a certain family, in a certain country, with some congenital advantages, some congenital disadvantages. Can he change anything of this? So this is destiny.
That's his destiny. The rest is
one form of destiny. This is form of predestiny. Predestined things. And there are certain things which are interrelated, where destiny and human effort are intertwined. There too, it is in the knowledge of God that in the final analysis somebody would help his destiny to be destroyed and help his destiny to be, to be good for him. And it is not his pre-knowledge which determines the issue of the outcome. It is his free choice which determines the issue of the final outcome. But because God has pre-knowledge of what is to come, so the knowledge of what he would do does not change. Because that knowledge is dependent on the action of somebody else. Now, this is the most difficult part which people fail to understand, which I have been trying to make them understand through many examples. But to me, it is the simplest case. There is no problem at all. Now, what you did this morning, do you know?
I remember what I did.
Oh, yes. Do tell me.
Well, got up, read my prayers, went back to bed, had some breakfast.
Yes.
The teacher came round, played my son, my brother-in-law came round, blah, blah, blah.
Now, you know that.
I remember that.
Can you change it?
No.
None of it. Is it because you know it, this is why it's unchangeable?
Even if I'd slept through and couldn't remember, I still couldn't change it.
That's it. So the knowledge has nothing to do with unchangeability of your past. Your knowledge... But your knowledge is in unchangeable as well, because the facts are unchangeable. So what precedes, the facts or the knowledge? The facts. So in relation to the future, God has the pre-knowledge exactly in the same relationship. He has the knowledge of a thing because it would happen like that. Otherwise, he would not have that knowledge, because that knowledge would be false if it hadn't happened like that. See?
Yes.
This is predestiny.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the forms. There's so much more to it.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please.